Are small towns full of opportunities or full of overwhelming challenges? Certainly, the answer can be both, but Deb Markley is hoping rural America will take the lead in showing others what a great place it can be to call home. A recipe for revitalization is next on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Deb Markley is co-founder for the Center for Rural Entrepreneurship. She speaks extensively to people in small towns and rural America on how they can help market, if you will, their hometown and help them thrive.
Rural places have a lot to offer. If you want to be someone who can be out into the nature, outdoors, whatever it is, fishing, hunting, hiking, biking, you can do it in 5 minutes.
That said, rural places must take a hard look at the barriers for young people to stay, and then work to address those challenges.
You're not going to attract a new young entrepreneur if you don't have access to broadband. You might need to be investing in good quality schools because folks aren't going to make a choice to sacrifice their children's future in order to live in a rural place.
A good place to begin is with a few simple yet important questions.
Who are the people we have here who are trying to start and grow businesses? What are the resources that we have to help them? What are the assets that we have that we're not using very well, like empty buildings on Main Street that could be turned into something for new entrepreneurs? So I think there's a lot of initial asset mapping that just has to be done by a community with an entrepreneur in mind.
And perhaps more important are the conversations with business owners already in town.
If you have an entrepreneur in town and there's not somebody that's going and knocking on their door and saying, thank you for being here, what are you trying to do with your business? What could we do to help? That's the only way you prevent having a closed sign go up because somebody turns 65 and doesn't have anybody to take over the business.
Deb hopes communities will see the power they have to truly affect their future for the better by asking these questions and having conversations and taking action to inspire future generations to consider a life in rural America. Traveling the countryside in Chillicothe, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.